Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. So, how often, as guys, should you be visited by your morning friend, as they refer to it here? The morning wood is what they're referring to.
It's not the beach. When okay. Men age, their testosterone levels naturally drop. And you may find that when you're in your late teens, it's like sometimes not even in the morning, sometimes at school, you don't even have a choice.
I was all the time.
But in your 30s, you should still have it 2 to 3 times a week. And that's normal.
Yeah.
I think the time we would say you need to go see a doctor is if you can't remember the last time you had morning. And that's right. A really good indicator that either hormones have dropped or your cardiovascular risk has gone up because something.
So there you go. 2 or 3 times a week. You still hitting it out of the park there, Hot Wings?
I mean,
2 or 3 times. You have a friend waiting for you when you wake up?
I don't think so. 2 or 3 times a week? No.
Maitland's brow has never been more furrowed.
No.
Than it. Is it that, just that this conversation is happening in front of you?
I just don't want to know it. Yeah. I don't want to know this information. Continue.
Steve, Maitland wants to know, but she's too afraid to ask.
Maitland,
how many
all you
times
have to
do are
you
visited by your friend in the morning?
No, I won't answer unless Maitland asks.
All right, Steve, how many times?
A week.
Are you visited by your friend in the morning?
Why aren't you making eye contact?
Yeah.
Because you're making very direct eye contact, enough for the both of us.
I'm over here.
Uh-huh. All right.
Is looking at Steve hard?
It's getting me hard. Hey. All right, Steve, answer. How many times do you wake up with your penny sticking straight up in the morning?
I don't think so.
What? You can't say that.
I don't know.
I think you can.
I don't know.
You probably can.
You just
say
don't
that.
Want to answer.
Yeah.
7.
Each day?
Each day you have a baseball bat?
Yep.
I'd have to pay attention. It's not like every time it happens, you wake up and go, holy moly, look at you!
Check mark.
Yeah, because the only time that you really notice as a guy is if you wake up and you also have to go to the bathroom really bad. And then you go, oh no, I can't do this yet because it's aiming in wildly the wrong direction.
Yeah, you just do a handstand.
Yeah, you do. You have to do that weird wall lean and you have to like contort your body down.
You either do that when you're too drunk or...
Yeah, when it's facing the wrong direction. But,
So there's a program, I believe in the United Kingdom, where people that own supercars, like Lamborghinis and Ferraris, you know, the ones that turn your head no matter who you are when you see one drive by.
Definitely.
Where they register and then old people are registered or register themselves and then people with supercars go pick up the old people and give them the ride of their life.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, okay.
Like one last ride?
Okay, well, that's
I don't think they're calling it one last ride.
That would be a catchy name for it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be. Okay, you only have so many opportunities to ride in one of these, and if you're elderly, your opportunities have dwindled greatly.
It's affectionately known as Grand Borghini.
That's cute.
Instead of Grand Borghini. I think one last ride is better.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think they want to remind them that they've got 1.5 feet in the grave.
final mortality.
Here is 85-year-old Tony getting a ride.
Are you Tony?
Yes.
Are you coming out for a ride with me today?
Please.
Come on, my lovely.
Ready?
Listen to that. No!
8 is just your body.
Should I put it to the test?
Yeah, please. Can you?
I mean, I love this.
Right to the cemetery.
I love this. If this was a thing around here and I had a car that people wanted to ride in, like an elderly person, I think that would be such a fun thing. Like, oh, it's a beautiful Sunday morning and I'm going to go pick up Howard and take him for a little joyride.
Do some donuts in my Saturn.
Especially if he sounded like that guy, that old guy that was like, oh, yes. And he's so excited to hear the engine fire up.
I think that was a lady.
Yeah. Oh.
But she was excited.
I don't know. Old men and women sound kind of the
Tony
same.
Tony with an I. That's the only reason I'm leaning in that direction.
Right,
But that's a cool program. Hell, I might sign up for it. Kids would love that.
Yeah, I think that would be a ton of fun.
I'd be a rider, obviously, not a...
Yeah, at this point, sure.
No one wants a ride in the Bronco.
Yeah.